You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Well, let's just do all the sports news first. Prime time is officially coming to Boulder. CU has introduced Deion Sanders as their fourth head football coach in the last 5 years.
Dang.
Boy, that's a mess. So, Jeremy, he's going to sign a 5-year contract once everything is approved by the Board of Regents. And CU hopes the hiring will have an effect on the team's record, but it is already guaranteed to have a different sort of impact. The owner of a sports merchandise store said, quote, "When fans are excited, they run to the stores. They want to wear the gear," end quote.
Yeah.
So apparently, by signing Deion Sanders, sports gear stores are going to make bank.
Sure they will.
All right.
Yeah. I think this is definitely a shot of adrenaline that sports program needed, Dom.
Where did you hear that?
Just made it up.
I don't think so. What will get Broncos fans excited, Jer?
Oh, God. Just ending the season early.
Yeah. Would that be done. That'd be funny.
Just be done.
To make. We've decided just
to. We're just going to wrap it up early.
Another weekend, another crappy offensive performance, another loss. There are now, get a load of this, only two teams in the entire NFL with a record worse than the Broncos.
It's really bad.
Maybe the Broncos should hire Dave Logan to coach the team.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Logan picked up his 11th high school state championship as a coach on Saturday when his Cherry Creek Bruins won the 5A state championship for the fourth year in a row. They defeated Josh's alma mater, Valor Christian.
Really?
So Josh is going to be in a bad mood, I guess. The Avs are in Philadelphia for a game tonight against the Flyers. The Nuggets got punched in the face by the Pelicans last night. They'll be back home, though, for a game tomorrow night against Dallas. So there's all the sports news you need right now. Story that I was reading about this morning that I found fascinating. It's a story about a couple of twins, these girls who were accused of cheating on a medical school exam. So they went to the same medical school. They took the same test. And the folks there at the university said it was very suspicious about how their answers were so similar, both the correct ones and the wrong ones. So they were accused of cheating. Now, later, the school came back and changed their tune and said, no, maybe you weren't cheating after all. But the twins say the damage has been done, that they became pariahs on the campus. They said they were even disinvited to a couple of weddings.
What? I'd be like, anyway, thank you.
So, no kidding.
Thanks for that.
Anyway, they sued the school. And now, years later, a jury has agreed with them, and they were awarded $1.5 million just for being accused of cheating. If you read this whole story, it's fascinating. It talks about how the whole wiring of twins and how they can have a history of having similar correct and incorrect answers on tests that they take. Like some weird, almost like an intellectual bonding thing.
Yeah.
The science behind it is really interesting. But these particular twins are going to get $1.5 million, I think, each.
Wow.
Have to go look. All right, what else is trending?
Mayonnaise, of course. Duh. Little Monday morning mayonnaise and trending for you. Hellmann's, the mayonnaise company, they've gone viral right now because they want you to make your Christmas eggnog this year with mayonnaise. And they said, well, think about it. Eggs are the third ingredient in mayo, and they claim it works better than putting the egg yolks into your nog every year. Now, what they did is they went ahead and posted the recipe. I believe it's on their Instagram page. And, yep, you got the milk, heavy cream, simple syrup, nutmeg, vanilla, yada, yada, yada. A little rum and brandy in there. And then 4 teaspoons of mayonnaise. And they're encouraging people to try that out this year when they make their holiday eggnog. You dig it? You want it?
You know, I'm one of the, I'm in that group of people. It's not a very large group, but that finds eggnog foul.
I'm not a fan of the store-bought eggnog. My dad makes an eggnog every year for my sister's birthday, which is right after Christmas. That's pretty killer.
That's yet another tradition in your family, is that your dad must make eggnog for your sister?
My mom found it in a Country Living magazine in the 80s or something, and they tested it out, and it's been like a family favorite every year since. So,
all right.
I will encourage him to put a little mayonnaise in it this year. Switch it up
a bit.
Can't
hurt to try it.
Why not? Axl Rose is in trending this morning. He's the dude who sings in Guns N' Roses, if you want to look him up. I guess he's kind of backpedaling a little bit, apologizing, because at the end of every concert with Guns N' Roses, he throws the microphone into the crowd. It's just a thing. They've been doing it for 30-some years, I guess.
Yeah.
But now a recent show in Australia put the kibosh on that because he flung it out into the crowd, and somebody's face got in the way, Dom.
Oh.
This poor woman.
Oh.
I saw the photos on TMZ over the weekend. Two black eyes, a bruised nose. And now, no more free microphones for anybody in the crowd at Guns N' Roses concerts.
Is she suing Axl Rose?
I don't see anything in this story yet about being sued, but now he's like, whoa, we can't do this anymore. In the interest of public safety, you know, he's really backpedaling. So he's like, please don't sue, please don't sue. But it sounds like that they give everybody kind of a heads up during the concert or beforehand that this is the thing at the end of it. So, I don't know. Maybe she was looking down at her phone or something.
People are going to have to start wearing motorcycle helmets to their
show. Right, thunk. Starbucks is in trending this morning. Fans of Starbucks pretty furious. They've got a new tipping system now at Starbucks. So you go up and you buy your drink, and now on the little screen, the little screen comes up and says, would you like to tip $1, $2, $5, custom, or nothing? And people are outraged because I've talked about this on the show, too. It makes you feel super awkward. It becomes way too forced. And people don't like that at Starbucks because you're standing right there looking at the barista, and you're forced, essentially, to put a tip, or you look like a cheapskate and like a jerk.
All the things to get outraged over. Just hit no tip.
I get it. But then you go through that psychological thing. Not that anyone's going to do this, but like, are they going to not put as much effort into your drink? Or are they going to make it incorrectly, you know, just to kind of get back at you because you didn't leave a tip? Listen. It's extreme social anxiety in these situations. I get it. It's guilty tipping.
Those baristas and workers at Starbucks are making so many damned beverages every day. They don't have time to worry about your one no-tip beverage.
Well, actually,
this is just indicative of a lot of posts on TikTok this morning. I know, but everyone's going to say this, of course.
This is coming from the baristas. So there's a lot of posts from baristas saying that they don't like it because of the social anxiety. A lot of them are actually hitting no-tip before you even get a chance to see it, because they don't want anyone to be embarrassed.
My point that it's not worth worrying over because there's such volume of drinks, they can't worry about one person. I think that's a center of the universe type of attitude. If I put no tip, these baristas will come and attack my drink.
I think it's a center of the moment issue. It's a center of the moment issue, not the universe. Because I don't like it. I don't like this forced tipping. We've talked about it 100 times.
Well, what I mean by center of the universe is it's the person who believes they're the center of the universe. That's what I mean by that. If I don't hit a tip, the baristas will all gang up on me.
No, I just feel like it puts people on the spot who like can't afford tips and things like that. That it's like right in their face. And then you're like forcing them to add. Like, you're already paying $19 for two lattes.
All right. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it's much ado about nothing.
It very well could be. I think we're on the opposite sides of this for sure. Let's see. Online dating. I think this is definitely a shot of adrenaline that this program needed, Tom. That's what this is.
Fair enough.
The cool part about online dating, you can see somebody's profile and see what they look like before you meet them. The bad part, you know, you get it if you're on it. People lie on those profiles a lot. They stretch the truth. They say one of the biggest things that people lie about is their current hairstyle. Maybe posting an outdated or misleading photo. Maybe somebody not really showing their man bun that they have there tucked in the back. Or maybe you're balding, have a receding hairline, and you have a hat on in your profile picture?
No.
Been there, right? So yeah, that's the thing on this story this morning. It's like most people are upset.
Your cap pulled down.
I do.
Low
it
this
is.
Morning.
I know. I think it's. I like wearing caps, and I think that might be contributing to the front end damage of my hair. So I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. But anyway, if you're in the dating world, the people are probably lying about their hair. Real quick, I do want to give you one more thing because I teased this. It is on our Facebook too if you want to check it out. Super 8, the motel chain, selling candles that smell like road trips this season. I'll pull up the link really quick. They've got six different ones. The ones that look fairly decent, the one called Morning Jolt, it smells like coffee. Light Bright, they say little something to start your day, and it smells like waffles. But the other ones on there, the two that seem kind of nasty, Snack Time, which smells like savory beef jerky, and then Pit Stop, which just straight up smells like gasoline when you go and light it. So
it seems like you would like the jerky and the gasoline.
I kind of like those, actually. Throw in some new tire smell. A1. You got me an A1
steak sauce.
Yeah. And that one I had to keep in my garage because it smelled so bad even when it wasn't lit.
You threw it out. That's
I think I still have it in a box somewhere. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Jer on sports. I posted two videos this morning. Great, great videos. One is a 13-year-old who threw a one-handed buzzer beater to win a basketball game.
And then
really,
drops to his knees.
Really awesome shot. Really good. And then the other one is coming from the University of Houston. It's a volleyball player named Kate. And she did a leaping out-of-bounds hit on the ball, landing on a table. Just like blowing out the table, and she got back into the game and continued playing. Two really great sports videos today on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.